For the last two winters, the Salvation Army has hosted the city's Code Blue program at its building on Woodlawn Avenue on the city's west side. Code Blue offers shelter to the homeless on cold nights, no questions asked. This past season, the shelter was open for 92 nights and some days and averaged around 34 individuals a night. The program is overseen by Shelters of Saratoga. The Salvation Army made the announcement this week that it would no longer support the program at its building. Salvation Army Development Director Michelle Brumsey.
This was not an easy decision. This is a real heart-wrenching decision on behalf of the Salvation Army because we do share the mission of Shelters of Saratoga and caring for the homeless and, you know, believing that they deserve to be taken good care of.
The Salvation Army says that new regulations under an executive order by Governor Andrew Cuomo to direct shelters to operate when temperatures drop below 32 degrees would restrict the organization from offering any additional programs throughout the winter months. The organization says it will continue to offer breakfast programs out of the building. Shelters of Saratoga Executive Director Michael Finacci says the announcement surprised him.
I mean, I appreciate everything that the Salvation Army has done, letting us use their facility. It's a perfect facility, perfect location, all the right amenities, but this came out of left field on us.
Brumsey said the Salvation Army met with Saratoga Springs Mayor Joanne Yepsen before making the announcement and that a personal issue prevented staff from Shelters of Saratoga from attending that day. Yepsen, who helped launch the Code Blue program after a homeless woman froze to death outdoors, thanked the Salvation Army for its time, energy, and effort in supporting Code Blue for the last 2 years. Salvation Army stepped in to host the Code Blue program after the program's first season, hosted at a local church. Now efforts will go into finding a new location. Finacci says he looks forward to meeting with the Code Blue Steering Committee, Salvation Army, and all those involved to help secure a location for next year.
You know, whether somebody steps up and says, hey, we got a space available for you guys to use, that'd be great. You know, maybe perhaps now's the opportune time to start looking for our own location, our own building. But, you know, again, this is all going to be discussed when we meet together as a group.
Shelters of Saratoga also operates a 35-bed case-managed homeless shelter as well as an adult daytime drop-in center. Reporting from WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau on the campus of Skidmore College, I'm Lucas Willard.